Chapter 11, Devotional 8. Are you ready to obey and submit? Overcome strongholds. Hebrews 13, verse 17 tells us, obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no advantage to you. When you look at the behavior of Christians in the workplace, it is clear that many of us are not reading God's Word and do not know what the Word tells us to do, or we simply choose to be rebellious and disobedient and refuse to submit to the leaders in our lives. I confess in my own life I struggled with the issue of obedience and submission for decades. Over the past 5 years, as I began to study on spiritual authority and obedience, I was shocked when the Holy Spirit revealed the startling truth and power of this stronghold in my life. I spent several decades as the prodigal son, living apart from the Word and cut off from God. Looking back on my life, I was stunned to realize that every important mentor in my life struggled with the same issues. They were all fiercely independent and rebellious. Without realizing it, I had copied and mimicked their mindset and behavior, never giving a second thought to the consequences of my actions would have on my life and others around me. As a result, the Lord intervened. He fought to Satan and orchestrated a Damascus Road experience to get my attention. This was followed by 3 years of intense pruning and purging as I cried out to the Lord and surrendered the different areas of disobedience and rebellion, generational curses and strongholds to the Lord. By God's grace, I now find it easy to obey. I'm eager to submit and finally at a place where I obey willingly and joyfully to please God and honor Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. Child of God, I encourage you to ask God today to show you the areas of your life where you need to obey and submit to authority in honor to Him and His Word. Trust God in His ways. You will be glad you did. Lord, thank you for the season of pruning and purging in my life. Teach me about joyful and willing submission and obedience. Jesus, help me to be humble and faithful. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.